From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Somali government officials said Saturday airport security cameras caught two people dressed in military uniforms passing a laptop to the passenger who died after Tuesday's mid-flight bomb blast aboard a passenger plane. The National Intelligence Agency has security recordings showing two men giving a laptop in a hidden way to a passenger. The man was identified as the dead body ejected out of the hole created by the explosion. That's according to cabinet spokesman Abdisalan Ahmed Atto, who spoke with VOA's Somali service. An official with the Somali intelligence agency told VOA earlier that Mogadishu airport staff and employees of Dalo Airlines were among those who may have been detained for questioning, including two people suspected of assisting the suspected bomber. Algeria's government has adopted a series of constitutional reforms meant to strengthen the country's democracy by enacting limits to the presidency and increasing parliament's power. However, opponents express doubt they will bring meaningful change. The reforms were passed Sunday by 499 lawmakers voting in favor, 16 abstaining, and several opposition lawmakers boycotting the vote. Four people were killed in Burundi on Saturday night, including a child selling boiled eggs at a bar, when three grenades hit the capital of Bujumbura, according to residents. 9 months of violence sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term has left more than 400 people dead in the country. 12 people were injured in these latest blasts. You're listening to VOA News.